This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden said Sunday the U.S.-led evacuation of Americans, at-risk Afghans, and others from the Kabul airport accelerated this weekend, although it remains vulnerable to threats posed by the Islamic State extremist group. 1 week after the Taliban completed its takeover of Afghanistan by capturing Kabul, Biden said discussions are underway among military officials about potentially extending the airlift beyond Biden's August 31st deadline. He said the hope is that we will have to not extend, but there are discussions, he said, suggesting the possibility that the Taliban will be consulted. Since August 14th, 1 day before the Taliban entered Kabul, the airlift has evacuated 28,000 people. Biden said that it included 11,000 who had deported from Kabul in a 36-hour period over the weekend, but he did not provide any details. After addressing the evacuation in Afghanistan, Biden noted that the Islamic State poses a threat as American troops seek to evacuate the thousands of U.S. citizens and Afghan allies. He said the longer U.S. troops are on the ground increases the chance that the group will attempt to strike innocent civilians and American personnel near the Hamid Karzai International Airport. The extremist group has long declared a desire to attack America and U.S. interests abroad, and it has been active in Afghanistan for years. U.S. soldiers have set up 70 military tents at Germany's Ramstein Air Base as they prepare to shelter up to 10,000 evacuees from Afghanistan. The current capacity of the air base is 5,000 people, but it is meant to serve as a temporary location for up to 10,000. That's according to a U.S. official. Video released by the U.S. Department of Defense showed U.S. soldiers at the base providing assistance to Afghan families who have to undergo a 3-day quarantine in accordance with anti-COVID-19 measures. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin said on Sunday that the conflict in Afghanistan directly affects the security situation in Russia. Putin criticized an idea of some Western countries to send refugees from Afghanistan to neighboring Central Asian countries while their visas to the United States and Europe are being processed. He said Russia does not want Afghanistan militants arriving under the cover of refugees. Vice President Kamala Harris is meeting with Singapore's president and prime minister as she kicks off a visit to Southeast Asia, focused on strengthening ties and with key allies in the region. It's a task complicated by the chaotic U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Trip, which brings Harris to Singapore and then later to Vietnam this week, is aimed at broadening cooperation with both nations to offer a counterweight to China's growing influence in the region. She is expected to address economic and security issues, as well as efforts to combat the COVID-19 pandemic. German Chancellor Angela Merkel offered reassurances on Sunday that Ukraine would not suffer from the construction of Russia's Nord Stream 2 pipeline. On her final visit to Kiev before retiring as chancellor next month, Merkel said the gas should not be used as a geopolitical weapon by Russia and that Germany would impose new sanctions on Moscow if necessary. Germany has given financial assistance and diplomatic backing to Ukraine since Russia's annexation of Crimea in 2014 and the outbreak of war in the eastern Donbass region between Ukrainian troops and the Russian-backed forces in the same year. In Israel's COVID-19 wards, doctors are now learning which vaccinated patients are most vulnerable to severe illness. This is amid growing concerns about instances in which the shots provide less protection against the worst forms of the disease. Around half of the country's 600 patients presently hospitalized with severe illness have received 2 doses of the Pfizer Inc. PFE-N shot. That's a rare occurrence out of 5.4 million fully vaccinated people. The majority of these patients received 2 vaccine doses at least 5 months ago, and they're over the age of 60, and also they have chronic illnesses known to exacerbate a coronavirus infection. They range from diabetes to heart disease and lung ailments, as well as cancers, inflammatory diseases that are treated with immune system suppressing drugs, according to Reuters interviews. And finally, the Reverend Jesse Jackson and his wife Jacqueline are remaining under doctor's observation this Sunday at a Chicago hospital, and they were responding positively to treatments for COVID-19, according to their son. The couple, married for nearly 6 decades, were admitted to the hospital a day earlier. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.